Time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. Current temperature in Alexandria Pineville is 74 degrees and 73 in Lufkin, Texas. There's been a series of critical reports recently about Louisiana's $12 billion Medicaid program. Several media reports have revealed the Louisiana State Legislative Auditor's Office has discovered hundreds of millions of dollars of Medicaid claims that suggest potential fraud since managed care was put in place in 2012 during Governor Bobby Jindal's administration. These audits were the topic of the Louisiana Senate Health and Welfare Committee's hearing Wednesday. Republican Senator Fred Mills of Parks, Louisiana, who chairs the committee, underscored the focus of the meeting by saying,
"The intent of today's meeting is let's understand our risk, let's understand our exposure, let's see how we can mitigate this."
According to a report by USA Today Network, the Louisiana State Auditor's Office discovered more than $2.5 billion in claims from October 2015 through December 2017 that didn't have valid provider identification numbers, and some $13 million in claims where the specialty codes didn't match. Louisiana's State Health Department Secretary Rebecca Gee said the department takes the findings seriously, but also pointed out the audit doesn't necessarily reveal fraud, but rather a problem in claims management.
That does not mean that the instances that are found are necessarily fraud. It means that when the auditor's looking at information, he or she who's looking at it, is looking at a certain logic, and that's not reflected in the data. And that's important to correct so that we can adequately address an audit and be able to conduct it properly.
Some committee members said recent statements from the state auditor's office revealed in the media reports have politicized these findings, to which Gee replied,
"We are committed to a culture of continuous quality improvement. The point of the legislative auditor isn't to be a gotcha guy and to make the department look bad. The point of having a legislative auditor is for us to run a better program."
The committee adjourned with Yee's assurance that the state health department will work with the state auditor's office to explore ways to improve quality assurance in Medicaid claims. Well, Syport Discovery Center in Shreveport has a new executive director. According to a press release, Diane Clark, a former chief workforce development officer and dean of the Northwest Louisiana Technical College's Mansfield campus, has been selected for the job. Clark will begin her new role on August 13th. Syport Discovery Center is a 92,000-square-foot complex with interactive science exhibits, a planetarium, and an IMAX dome theater. It's had a tough financial year after a state audit in 2017 revealed its management used donor-restricted funds to meet payroll, bringing to light the financial problems the nonprofit was having. This coincided with the departure of the past executive director and laying off employees. Last July, the city of Shreveport approved an agreement allowing a new group, Red River STEM, to take over management of Syport, with the Community Foundation of North Louisiana acting as fiscal agent pending the new nonprofit's tax-exempt status. Weather outlook for the Red River radio listening area: expect a high temperature of 94 degrees today. There's a 40% chance of rain. Currently in Shreveport, it's 79 degrees and sunny, 72 and partly cloudy in Magnolia, El Dorado, 74 in Alexandria, Pineville, and 73 in Lufkin, Nacogdoches. This is Red River Radio News.